Dana Cortez Show is on.
Okay, so according to Jana Kramer, Taylor Swift needs to watch out because Travis Kelce is a drunk.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this, Automatic Anthony A. Do you believe your friend or do you believe your partner?
First of all, who is this woman?
She's a podcaster. She used to be in a reality show back in the day called One Tree Hill.
We should know where it's going right away when you said she's a podcaster.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it also depends on how much is this person in love or out of love. If my friend is heartbroken and miserable, I'm not going to pay attention to their
advice. They want you to get on the misery boat with them.
Yes, I'm not. Misery loves company. I'm not joining you, my friend.
Travis Kelce has responded.
What did he say?
I don't know who Jana Kramer is.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn.
Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. The Dana Cortez Show is on.
All right, in case you missed it, according to psychology.com, there is one thing that will determine whether this person you're dating or you're in a relationship with is the one for you for life, and that is they make your life better than you made your life without that person.
No wonder you're with me. Jeez.
Automatic, whatever. And I don't make your life better. You do make my life better.
No, of course you make my life better. I have like a regular life instead of living the life of debauchery.
That's the only thing because you don't go out and
You put me on the straight and narrow.
Strange now.
I have pillows now. I have a bed. My life is so organized. Trust me, it was a mess before.
I know. I used to visit you at your apartment. No, but think about it. We've built together as partners. We didn't have a lot. I mean, I had something. You had a little something, something. And putting it together, we've added value, not only materially, but emotionally, I've grown so much as a woman, as a person, being with you.
Yeah, I think that spiritual enhancement is the biggest thing you can get from a partner. The rest of the stuff, I think you could gather on your own.
You can go get a pillow on your own.
I was going to say, pillows are pretty important.
I remember when Automatic and I first went pillow shopping. It was a big deal for him. He was squishing the pillows and enjoying that TJ Maxx life.
Dana, the most important thing I've got of all this relationship is that 800 credit score.
I agree.
Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back.
Your new home for the Dana Cortez Show.
Oh my, the greatest roast of all time, the Tom Brady roast, had a lot of celebrities on stage. None more famous than Kim Kardashian, who got booed. Oh my gosh, take a listen.
I know a lot of people make fun of your height.
I'm not gonna lie, I felt bad for her, and so did everybody else. Tom Brady was asking people to quiet down. Netflix has removed the boo, so now when you watch it,
that's
you don't even hear that.
Chris Jenner.
That kind of makes me like them a little bit more. Like Kim Kardashian's so powerful, they removed her boos. If only I had that power.
I know. To remove every loss you've had in life. You know, the rumor is that Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian actually dated a couple of times after he split with wife Giselle. So why is she getting booed anyway? Tom Brady's the one that left his pregnant girlfriend for his wife, Giselle, who he then left for football. Why does he get a pass?
Because he's the greatest passer of all time. He won 7 Super Bowls, Dana. Kim Kardashian could never do that.
She got almost as many rings. Hey. Anyway, we'll be right back.
I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She's 28 telling me I'm still a baby.
Your new home for the Dana Cortez Show.
We're talking about being a stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home dad, and we got a call from one of our listeners, which sparked the whole conversation. Take a listen.
I became a stay-at-home mom last May, and now we're here at a year, and I'm ready to go back to work, and I've been putting in applications, and it's just not happening. I keep getting rejections.
Okay, I found an article about the pros and cons of being a stay-at-home parent. Now, before I give you the pros and cons, I wanted to talk to Automatic specifically. We're married, for those who don't know. We have a daughter, Ava Matic. I have 3 daughters. But you got to not exactly stay at home because you were still DJing, but in the morning, when I would come into the radio, you would get to be there with her. We didn't have to take her to daycare. You had the luxury. We had the luxury that
I was basically Mr. Mom for about 2 years. I feel like it was a great experience because I got to understand what it takes to raise a child, especially not by yourself, but kind of by yourself because I was alone for the mornings.
Settle down by yourself in the morning. You would call me every 15 minutes, Dana, what do I do? Dana, what do I do?
I gained so much respect for stay-at-home moms because that job is harder than any job I've ever had.
You.
I could not wait to go to work at night. Right. And go DJ and just get away from kids in general and just get away from everything because I felt like it was a break.
Yeah, no hood tougher than parenthood, as they say.
Anthony, I'm co-signing on that.
But I even feel like that's different than what like our listeners going through because Automatic, you were still able to get out and express yourself.
Daily, go DJ
and like express yourself creatively. A lot of times when I see stay-at-home parents, man or woman, they sacrifice almost their own personal identity.
So the pros are that children do better in school when one parent is at home and the child has less aggression. Where does aggression come from? Oftentimes looking for attention. Yeah. So if you have the attention of a parent at all times, you're less likely to act out.
What happened to me? My mom stayed home for the most of my childhood. And
but you said she would lock you in a basement. So that's like... That's another show.
I was looking for attention.
DJ Automatic, that's a whole other show. All right, here's the con. Parents, and I think our listener right here, often have higher levels of sadness, depression. They feel socially isolated. And also, they lose that monetary freedom.
Ooh,
if only one person in the house is controlling the money that's coming in. You're given an allowance, per se. So you're like, wait a minute, where's my money? Why do I have to ask permission or blah, blah, blah?
I don't think I could deal with that part because not having your own money, it would feel like you're
but
not, you don't have your own freedom.
Money. It is our money. I don't understand why people separate it. If you're asking for an allowance and that means you're not seeing one another as partners. Your money is my money. My money is my money. And that's the way it is.
Exactly.
No, I'm being serious here. There are some people that can pull it off. Personally, I could never stay at home. I would feel anxious. I would probably be not a great mother.
Do you think women feel guilty of that because they don't feel like they're serving their purpose because you're being a mother part of your purpose?
That's not it. So being a mother is not part of my purpose, but society makes me feel guilty because I work. My mother never asks, when you travel, well, what about the kids? Automatic. She never asks when I go out of town, well, what about the kids?
She knows what's going to happen. The whole thing's going to fall apart.
When things go wrong. The Dana Cortez Show is on.